We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Baseball. Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host, alongside our own David Ha.
We've got a lot of baseball conversation to cover in the next 2 hours. How are you doing this morning, buddy?
Great being with you, like we are every Saturday, 52 weeks out of the year, talking baseball on Inside the Clubhouse.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce has the first hard question.
With Mully and Ha on 670 The Score.
It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Dan Wiederer in for Mully today. Time now to go out to our guest hotline sponsored by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Circa Resort and Casino, the home of the world's largest sports book. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it's a great day. We're looking forward to less than a week now till opening day for both sides. So, what side of town do you want to start on in Arizona?
Well, let's start with the White Sox, Bruce. We were talking about Pedro Grifol. We're talking about his impact on this team. What does he need to do to get off to a good start? What kind of tone has he set at spring training? General question, but there's still a lot of people who don't know what Pedro Grifol has to offer. How would you answer it?
Well, I think it's more self-motivation on the White Sox part. I think Grifol is going to be a good leader. He's already shown some toughness and also some ideas about what it takes to have the modern baseball player be able to react to things properly. But David and Dan, I think the reality is there's a bunch of embarrassed players that are out there from last year. There are guys that weren't able to play full seasons that are out to prove that they are the players they are. I think there's plenty of self-motivation to go along with the fact that Grifol's there leading the way this spring.
Bruce, just to follow up on that for a second, when you say embarrassed, could you elaborate more on the sense you get of how widespread that is and how that can be, an aid to the regrouping efforts?
Yeah, most of the year, Dan, guys were trying to figure out and answer questions to media members and fan bases, what it was all about, why they weren't better. And that goes all the way from the last bullpen guy to the backup catcher to the fifth starter. It was just a combination of people that just never really got it going. Outside of Dylan Cease, there was nobody that really put themselves in another level. I mean, the ascension of Vaughn to being an everyday player was there. But otherwise, you saw, 80 games from Anderson, 80 games from Eloy, 80 games from Robert. These aren't just players filling positions. They're star players that are being paid that way. And I just think that they are out to prove, whether or not you thought you were getting a full effort from the White Sox last year or not, these guys are professionals, and they don't want to go out there and embarrass themselves. They want to win. And we saw all the energy and the pride that came out of that World Baseball Classic for people. I think you're going to see some of that from the White Sox players this year.
You know, Bruce, that's a great point. We'll talk about this more in detail tomorrow on Inside the Clubhouse, 9 to 11. Looking forward to that. And by the way, get your predictions ready because we're going to share them tomorrow. And I know that you want to be right more often than you were last year. So start studying. Get prepared now.
Prediction shows.
Back to the White Sox. What effect do you think the World Baseball Classic experience will have on Tim Anderson in that we have heard from him since? He sounds like he's back to being himself. I don't know if I'm reading too much into it, Bruce, but what kind of WBC bounce might we see from Tim Anderson this season?
Well, playing with the best players in the world is one thing. Playing with the best players in America, that's a different sense of pride. And he got to do that, okay? He's done that at a couple All-Star games. But those are exhibition games. The World Baseball Classic had a lot more meaning to it than the exhibition games we see in the All-Star games, where from year to year, fan bases don't even remember which team won. World Baseball Classic is about country pride. It's about your personal pride. It's about proving that America has the best players still, because the sport is at its top level played in the United States and MLB. So for Japan to win, that's a tremendous amount of pride. It's also a blow a little bit to the United States players. But the essence of that competition is so different. And we saw that maybe emerge to its highest level this WBC than it ever did before.
Bruce, I'll move you to the shortstop on the other side of town, and we'll talk about Dansby Swanson, because earlier this morning we talked about his bumpy spring at the plate. And I'm curious, one, what you interpretations you draw from that, and secondly, how Dansby and the Cubs together can make sure that that doesn't become any sort of issue that persists deep enough into the regular season where then it creates an urge to press.
Dan, I'll answer that question by asking you, does anybody know what Dansby Swanson hit last spring? I do not. Okay, I'll tell you that much. But the point is, spring training is just that. Okay, slow starts, and he's had a bad start. You know, but again, this is an accomplished shortstop, a guy that's going to be a centerpiece for the Cubs for a long time now after signing that big contract with him. So I'm not worried about Dansby Swanson. The only thing I worry about, and as you see going toward the end of the WBC, and as you see going toward the end of spring training, injury is the only thing that really debilitates teams. And depth is really not there for a lot of teams out there. I think we see that more and more. You know, you see a Mets team that's been decimated by injuries, and they were being picked to be, you know, a championship caliber team. They're still a very good team. But just, you know, losing your closer, losing a starting pitcher, having injuries to other players, just two or three injuries to any team is debilitating. We don't need any more example than that than what we talked about earlier, and that is the Chicago White Sox in 2022.
I just looked it up. Dansby Swanson hit .207 for the Atlanta Braves in 2022 spring training.
There you go. I mean, again, because he's moving here and he has to live up to a big contract, Dan, that's a big deal, okay? That's a big deal, because we all look at that and say, is he going to be pressing to prove that he's worth it? And this is a seasoned veteran shortstop, an All-Star shortstop, a Gold Glove shortstop, a guy that's played on a world championship team. I don't expect that to be a problem. But pressing the first year of a contract, we've seen an awful lot of guys in Cub uniforms especially go through that. We saw John Lester do it. We saw Jason Hayward do it.
Darvish.
We saw other people. Darvish, right. So that's real. I mean, that's our job. That's our job, to pay attention to that and see how it comes out. I think he's going to be fine.
All right, Bruce, help us understand some of the roster moves the Cubs made yesterday. Matt Mervis gone to Iowa. I think David Bodie being outrighted was, I don't know if it was a surprise, but he was started strong and they had to do something with him. And also, what's next for Christopher Morel? Those three guys, your level of surprise and how they were handled with the roster.
Well, I just think that the Cubs, for the first time, David, in a long time, are going to have major league caliber players playing every day at AAA, honing their skills. And then when I look at Mervis, I look at Morel, I look at Bodie. It goes back to just what I talked about. Major league player depth, okay? Does Hosmer still have anything left at first base? If not, is it a very short career for him with the Chicago Cubs? Are they just giving Mervis the 100, 120 bats at AAA to get him ready to take over at first base and platoon with Mancini over there? Okay, these are things that you have to, you know, kind of look at and say, you know, that's a possibility. Is Morel going to be being on the bench? Is that any service to a young guy that slumped after having a great start with him last year? Does he need those 200 at-bats at AAA just to keep him going because they believe in him? I think it's more a belief in Mervis. It's a belief in Morel. and that they want them to play every day, not be sitting in a bench and in a platoon situation. When they come back, they want them to be ready to be everyday ballplayers. And there will be openings on the Cubs, either through injury or whatever type of other attrition. But, you know, mostly talent will come to the top. And I think the best way to do that with young players is to make sure they play every day.
Great stuff, Bruce. Looking forward to tomorrow's show, 9 o'clock inside the clubhouse. We will have our season previews and a lot of other good stuff. Thanks a lot.
Take care, guys.
See you, Bruce.
Bruce Levine, the Scores baseball expert, talking Cubs, talking White Sox. Yeah, David Bodie's a guy that started strong but kind of just, he makes a very good point. Not any room for him because the Cubs have loaded the roster with veterans whose names you recognize.
I asked you in the break because it's just kind of, I don't know if curious is the right word, but just to just see the fade of David Bodie. It's notable at the very least, right?
Every Bodie out. I suppose.
I got to tell you, I'm really looking forward to Bruce's predictions tomorrow because he sounded super eager to do them. So that's a good thing.
Brandon's shaking his head at me, so I think it's time to break. When we come back, all right, enough baseball talk. We'll get back to March Madness. There's a lot going on tonight. We've got a big game against Creighton. We've got a big game against, Princeton. Jump on the bandwagon. There's plenty of room. Dan Weider is in for Mully. We will talk March Madness next. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Go Tigers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.